on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bottom Line. Tonight, I have some very, very important special women. I have the candidates that are running for the East Ramapo School Board, Miss Natasha Morales.
Hi, everybody.
Kim Fosu.
Hello.
And...
wow. Natasha, help me out.
Jean Fields.
Sorry, Mrs. Fields. Jean Fields.
Hi, good evening.
So one thing that I have to say about you all is that I am really, really happy to see a bunch of great women running for the board. That was one thing when I saw Four Women for All. That was one thing I'm like, I got to get them on here. Thank you. And, of course, Miss Sabrina and, Sabrina Charles Pierre, who wasn't able to make it this evening, but so we have these lovely women running for the school board, which, I'm a resident of East Ramapo. And I'm really happy to see that there are people standing up with very eager to make change. And we need that. So I want you all to introduce yourself. Natasha, you can start off. Why don't you just tell everybody a little about yourself?
Okay. So my name is Natasha. Natasha Morales. I live in the district. I'm mother of two. My son attends the district. I'm alumni of the district. Taxpayer of the district. Also very involved in our district. I'm a steering committee member for Coupon. I'm also now at my son's school at Summer Park School, the PTA president. And I'm also a co-founder for Families for Education, which is a group that's trying to do good within the community and help out with outreach and community issues.
So one more thing added to your list. You are, you're doing a lot, Natasha.
Yeah.
And thank you, because everything that happens around and within our community affects every single one of us. So that's great. Go ahead, Kim. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Kim Foscue. I've lived in the East Rampo School District for the past 28 years. My husband and I moved up here from Queens, New York, for the great school system. My children, I have two children, both attended and graduated from East Rampo, 2009-2011. As Natasha, I was a very active parent in the PTA. I was PTA president of four different schools. I was the council president. And even though my children have since graduated, I've stayed active and stayed involved in the issues facing the district, because we believe in the four women for all. We want equity for all children. And I see the discrepancy between the children, the education my children received and the education now currently being received by the children. And we're going to make sure that things are, equity comes here now.
Right. Natasha, I've heard you say that before, being you were a student.
Yeah.
So I've heard Natasha speak on that before, that, you know, it was different when you were growing up.
Way different, way different. Doors, unfortunately, are closing when, in all honesty, they should just continue to be opening for our kids, for our futures, for our kids' futures, you know? Mm-hmm. We have children so that our future and our legacies can go on. But if we're closing doors on them, how can that be so?
Right. Okay, I'm Miss Jean Fields. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jean Fields. I am a retired high school principal from Ramapo High School, which is one of the high schools in the East Ramapo Central School District. I've lived in the county for about 26 years, and we moved here. My husband and I moved here because of the school system. It was supposed to be one of the best school systems in Rockland County, and we wanted to have those opportunities for our sons. I have to say that I'm very pleased and very proud of the young men that they've become, and the solid education that they received from Ramapo High School, actually from the entire district. We started off in, where did we start off? Hempstead School. We went from Hempstead to Colton and then to Pomona. At the time it was a junior high, and then to Ramapo High School. The courses they took were solid courses that really prepared them for college and, you know, life after high school. You know, being a principal also, I was exposed to whatever deficits or strengths that students had. And I look at it now and I see that the deficits are highlighted and the strengths are diminished. Mm. And I just really want to make sure that our kids, who are some of the brightest kids that you will find, have the opportunities that they need to make it and to be competitive in the world.
I hear you. Now, let me ask you, what do you guys think is the biggest problem? Or what is your main focus on what you feel needs to be fixed? I know there's a lot of issues that our school district has, but what is a priority? And if, I don't know if you all have the same, or Natasha, if you want to start off.
Well, for starters, this district isn't setting up our kids as far as foundation-wise. There's only a two-hour kindergarten program, as you know, because we've discussed this last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to have a two-hour instructional program for UPK, then go into two-hour instructional program for kindergarten, we're not setting our kids up for first grade. Mm-hmm. They're going in and they're like, it's shell-shocking for them that, oh my gosh, I'm there for the full day, and how do I keep my attention span, you know, focused on things? We're not setting our kids up. And to have our kids, if we want to present our kids and give them a good education, it needs to have a good foundation behind it, and that foundation is not there.
Right.
So that, to me, that's one of our main starting points that we need to work on. On top of that, the services that these kids need. A lot of kids are not getting the services that they need in regards to speech and language therapy, English as a second language, what else?
Teaching assistants, class size. Is
social workers. It's just
a lot of kids in each class.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
27, 29.
Oh, wow.
You know.
I remember growing up, there was like, you know, 18 or 20 was a lot.
When my daughter started kindergarten, September would be 20 years ago, there were 18 kids in her class.
Yeah.
And now they're up to like 28.
Yeah.
With no teaching assistant.
Wow.
And an increased foreign language. Mm-hmm. A number of the students who are coming in there from different countries don't speak the language.
Right.
So that compounds the problem.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's an issue within our community, which you guys will be able to speak on in a little more. But, you know, East Ramapo is filled with a lot of immigrants. And I think that has a lot to do with the voting power, you know, because our half of them probably don't even understand. The other half aren't legal to vote, you know, and I think that that has a lot to do with, you know, the amount of people that are involved with voting. And then there's people like me, and I've talked about this before, not that I'm proud of it, but I just registered to vote recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yay!
Thank you.
But I was never, my parents were not political. I don't think my parents are registered to vote now, and I keep telling them, just do it, just vote. Like, it's important, mm-hmm. Dad, it's important, Mom, and they're like, oh, and they're like me, where luckily I'm not their age just registering. But, you know, we didn't listen to that in my house. That was just wasn't part of our lifestyle. And now after becoming friends with Natasha and our good friend Hamadi, and speaking with Hamadi's family, you guys know Hamadi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very well.
Yes. you know, speaking with Mrs. Martin and her filling me in on things and letting me know what's going on right next door. It just, I'm like, I have to vote. My vote does count.
Absolutely.
You know, and it just, yeah. I filled out everything and mailed it in the next day.
And exactly what you're saying, that's what we have to do, is bring the community together, mm-hmm. to understand that we need each other. And maybe, you know, someone can't vote, but maybe their children can vote.
Right.
Maybe they have family members or friends who can vote. Mm-hmm. And it's about just coming together as a community and backing each other up.
Right.
And just supporting each other.
Mm-hmm. I look at each vote as being a voice.
Right.
And the more voices we have expressing their needs, the stronger we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Well, I thank you all for coming in tonight. I'm proud to see, I'm not a feminist, but, you know, women power. it's really, really cool. It's modern. It's great, you know, and I think it's really important. And I think that you'll find a lot of young ladies support you just because of that, you know. So I think that's really cool. Now this on Saturday, you guys are doing an event,
we're doing an event with the Martin Luther King Center, and we're joining Families for Education. Families for Education, shout out to Moses and Sasha for putting the event together. They're co-founders also of Families for Education, and this is their brainchild. They wanted to come together and do something for voter registration and basically community awareness. So they took it upon themselves and they ran with the idea. They contacted the Martin Luther King Center and they worked with Nathan over there and Melissa over there, and they managed to do a community cleanup / community cookout / voter registration drive all in the same day. So it's going to be April 23rd going on from, well, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they've reached out to a lot of local businesses and a lot of local leaders to get involved. Like the Spring Valley Fire Department is coming and getting involved. People are donating their time and putting and doing performances. Shout out to Hervé and the SFC crew, because they're going to be doing performances. Dance Attitude is going to be doing performances, as well as people donating their time to do face painting and fire prevention for the kids.
Cool. Now, May 17th is the big day.
Yes.
Is there any help that you guys need that, you know, just a random person that says, I want to help these women, I want to, you know, help out the campaign. Is there anything that you need help with that people, you know, could assist you with?
I think, first of all, we need people to spread the word. Mm-hmm. And if they're not registered to vote, we need help registering people to vote. I have to tell you that of all the years, and I've been in East Ramapo for a very long time, this is the first year that I've seen so many young people committed, mm-hmm. and involved in the struggle, mm-hmm. To get candidates on the board. So that encourages me. But the most, I think, at this point you can do is, if people are not registered to vote, help to get them registered to vote. And if they are registered to vote, just remind them on May 17th they need to get to their polling places and cast their vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And also, if they have businesses or friends that would put up a sign in their window, or we have little palm cards that they can hand out at the polls, if they'd be willing to, they can just contact any one of us. you know, our contact information is out there, either Facebook or any, you know, through the school system.
Veg, it's a Tuesday, so we'll be shouting them out May 17th, voting day.
You know that.
Yeah. Do you guys do like anything? You're allowed to be present, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And I think maybe something like a little celebration to get people in, like, hey, free this, free that. You know, I think sometimes, unfortunately, to get people involved, you have to make it a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll definitely be around. So I'll help you guys out with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, we could definitely work on something because I don't mind giving out free dance classes for any of the genres out there.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
And Natasha, do you want to go over the polling places?
So our polling places for the East Round Post School District, providing you are a voter in the district, feel free, depending on where you live. Please note that the schools that you can go and vote at are at Limekill, Summit Park, Kakiat, Ramapo High School, Hillcrest, Lewis Clark Center, Spring Valley High School, Margetts, Chestnut Ridge Middle School, and Hempstead Elementary. If you want to find out which polling place is yours, please feel free to call Kathy Russell at 845-577-6015. Again, you can contact her at 845-577-6015.
Very good. So, I mean, with it being that I've never voted before, and last year for the school board election was the first time I voted, I'm like, wait, I have to go to a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody make sure you find out, you know, where you go and place your votes. So let's talk about, I see that you guys have multiple goals. The full day kindergarten, very important.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 hours, it's like by the time these little ones sit down, and it's an hour,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
So what are they going to get? Another half an hour of somewhat learning?
Instruction, yes.
You know, and then they're getting ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it was last year for Aiden.
Yeah.
Aiden was going to school. And luckily, I got him involved in the pre-K, the RAS program that's before class, and then the RAS program that's after school. So Aiden was coming off the bus, going to before class program, then going down the hall, being there for lunchtime, doing 45 minutes, if anything, of instruction, and then coming back down the hall. Like, what is that for your kid?
It's really not enough.
No.
It's really... In the society in which we live, if we were to compare our students with students abroad, and that's exactly what's going to happen when they grow up, they are going to be competing with with a lot of students from various countries. They really need a solid education.
Mm-hmm.
They need thousands of words. They just as much as we can give them. And at that age, students are sponges.
They
suck up everything. They love to learn. And so the more that we pour into them, the more prepared they're going to be and the more excited they're going to be about learning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Fields, you said something about moving to this county was the school district. It was appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a friend that's looking for a house. She's like, nothing in East Ramapo.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite the opposite.
And that's scary for me. Quite... Like, I own property there. You know, I own my home. So it's like,
well,
wow, people don't want to move here because of the schools. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's just temporary.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know. With you four. Yeah, so, art and music programming. Do you want to talk about the cuts there? What happened with the art and music in the school district?
They've cut art and music entirely out of the middle school. I know that Dr. Wortham is trying to bring, on some level, bringing it back. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's going to be like once a week, and it's just going to be fifth grade and sixth grade. There's still... You know, it's still in the preliminary stages, but art and music are entirely out of the elementary schools. They have, like, assemblies come in, like, once in a while. And, you know, statistics have shown how children thrive and how it helps them if they are, you know, introduced to music and the arts. And, you know, and everybody, you know, differentiated instruction is all about children learning in different ways. And some children can learn through music. Some children will learn through art, you know,
and express themselves.
Exactly. And expression. Absolutely. And express themselves.
There's a correlation between math and music. And they find that students who are involved in music are better in math.
Yes.
But the thing that's hurt our students with the art and the music is that if it's not introduced at an early stage, then they can't play an instrument in high school. You can't wait until you get to high school to learn an instrument. I remember my son in I think in the third grade, he was introduced to the trumpet, and he played it all through high school. And he was very good, if I might say that. Mm-hmm. But it's because he started in the third grade. Yes.
Right.
So you can't wait until a student gets... The other thing is that if they want to do something like music theory, and I remember years ago we had a music theory which was an AP class. You can't do music theory in the high school if you haven't been introduced to music from a very early age.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, all the prep work that's needed, we need to bring back.
Yeah.
And the same thing, my son played the trumpet. He was in the marching band. Mm-hmm. And now that whole, the size of the marching band is so much smaller because the feeder system is gone.
Yes.
There's nothing feeding into the high schools.
Yeah. Don't you want your kids playing an instrument?
Of course I do. I played an instrument from 6th grade to 11th grade.
What'd you play?
I played the violin.
I play the viola.
Ah.
I just got pissed when they were like, you have to cut your nails. I had really long nails in high school. From that side. I might quit, but I didn't. And I loved it. And it was something I played, I think, maybe in the... Maybe 3rd grade we started. 3rd or 4th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But around then, and it was something I loved. I really loved it. And it was something I was good at. And it was something I was proud about. And it was something, you know, my parents were like, go ahead, let me hear you play. And I think I probably sucked in the beginning. But it was something that was brought home, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was something that was fun. And I think you're right. Just like you said, kids are like sponges, you know.
Yes.
They, when you learn early, it sticks with you. And, you know, sometimes I think maybe a child middle school going into high school may not be as open to playing something. And it could have been something that changed their life if it was started young.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Give you that 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's really important. And Veg, like, you're a music head, you know?
I am.
Doesn't that hurts me. That bothers me. These children, they're missing out.
But think about it. How many kids we have, Rockland County has an all-county music program. How many kids from East Ramapo actually partake nowadays compared to what it used to be?
Oh, my goodness.
No,
they used to fill the auditorium.
Yes. Our students, our talent basically made that.
Yes.
And now with the years that have come, it's diminishing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going and attending one year, and it was a couple of years back. I think it was like 3 years back. And the conductor at the time actually stood up to the crowd and said, just so that I wanted to make everybody in the audience aware, this is the first year that we don't have a student from East Ramapo partaking in all county.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like to be sitting in the audience as a community member, and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
devastated.
That hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Okay, so another thing, improving the graduation rate. What do you guys have to say about that? Is the dropout rate high? Do you guys know the percentage or anything like that?
I don't know the percentage of the dropout rate, but what I do know is that the graduation rate has been going down every year.
Right.
And even those students who do graduate, many, many years ago, majority of those students used to go to 4-year schools, and now the majority, they're going to 2-year schools.
Right.
And within the 2-year schools, they're saddled with remedial courses because they haven't been prepared. And you know, when you go to college and you take remedial courses, you don't get any credit.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to college for 3 years on remedial courses and you spinning wheels because
mm-hmm.
you weren't prepared in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want them to be solid when they leave high school, so that when they do go to college, they can really, you know, get the credits they need. I don't know what the dropout rate is, I'm ashamed to say.
We do have the lowest graduation rate in the county.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our high schools have the lowest graduation rate in the county. And everything we've spoken about, the full-day kindergarten to add foundation and the support services and class size, even the condition of the buildings, will all, because then people will have more pride and everything. That's going to help raise the graduation
boost.
Rate because everybody will be more prideful and it'll bring up everybody.
It brings up morale for the kids.
Yes.
It brings
students,
up pride for the kids. Like, okay, you know what? They're taking care of my schools. Like, okay, you know, they actually care about me. You know what? Yep, I'm going to partake. Yeah, I'm going to do. And that's what we want for our kids.
Yeah. You know? Another thing, professional development, you guys mentioned on here. I'm looking on one of the flyers that they put out, which I've seen on my door, so somebody hit my community where I live. But, you know, they have their goals, so these are why we're talking about these things. But professional development.
You know, just like any profession,
mm-hmm.
you need to be schooled every now and then as to what to improve your skills. And I don't know if we'd want to go to a doctor who's never been to a course after he graduated from medical school. It's the same thing with teaching. teachers need to hone their skills, and professional development is one of the ways to do that. In addition to that, if you put a teacher in a class, say, we're looking at music in the early grades, mm-hmm. a teacher who just likes music but is not trained as a music teacher is not going to give the same level of instruction that a professional music teacher gives. Mm-hmm. The same thing with math. It's been my contention for many years. If you don't put a trained math teacher in the elementary school, kids aren't going to like math.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. And what we've found is that a lot of times in elementary schools, teachers do most of what they like. So if they don't like something, they cover very little of it. We just really want kids to be solidly involved in what they're doing. And the only way for that to happen is for teachers to be trained really well and improve their skill set.
Well, the art and music stuck out to me the most because I feel like that really just helps a child's brain develop.
Mm-hmm. Instead of them seeing black and white, they see in color and they explore outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just me as a sociology major. Like, we've talked about this before. I push music and art in my household because I want my kids... it gives my kids an outlet to become better problem solvers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's just me as a parent. And, you know, with seeing that and doing that with my own children and seeing that it works, you know, I would hope that the district would take it into consideration and try to push for these things, because many studies have shown the more you do arts and music with the younger, especially early on, the better and the better these kids are, and the more that they absorb. So that down the road, they're better set. They're more well-rounded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, more diversified.
And yeah. better critical thinkers, because mm-hmm. that's exactly what the world is looking for now. No more rote. People mm-hmm. people have to be able to think.
Adapt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. Now, equality and equity for all children. Let's talk about that. I think that one thing that we definitely have to touch a topic on, because it's very well known, about the board members. Let's talk about the current board members, as little and as much as you feel comfortable. Sasha, you want to talk about people on the board? And I don't want you guys to talk. I want you to talk safely about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, on my show, we talk really open. It's called The Bottom Line,
yeah.
and we get to the bottom line of things. So talk as openly and as comfortable as you'd like.
I have no issues with anybody on the board. I only personally know Sabrina Charles-Pierre.
Right.
Personally, we've become good friends, our kids play, and that is the only person that I know on a personal level, and she's a great person. Everybody else, honestly, I'm not, other than knowing that they hold a position for the board, I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them personally. And to be honest with you, I can't say anything negative in regards to them, because there's certain people on the board that actually give and do for our community. Like I was saying to you earlier when we were talking previously, you know, Charles Bernard, he helps out the homeless in our community. He helped bring the four floors to the Cultural Arts Center. Mm-hmm. I can't knock the man for the things that he does. And I've said this numerous times. I personally just don't know him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know I'm not, you know me. You know, not that everybody else knows me, but you know how I am. I judge people by what I see personally,
mm-hmm.
not by rumors or the gossip out there. So with all the rumors that I hear, as far as I'm concerned, that's all talk until I come and I figure out what's legit, what's the bottom line for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so unfortunately, that's just where I stand. Harry Grossman, Sabrina tells me great things about Harry Grossman. I personally, too, have not sat and spoken with him, so I can't. But for everybody else on the board, yeah, they're just names and titles that are sitting there taking space on that board. So we go through this election and see who else takes space for the most part.
Go ahead.
No.
I don't know all of the board members either. And truthfully, I don't. That doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
What matters to me is that our children are being served. And if they're not doing that, then something has to happen.
Yeah.
Now, I know I sat once in a... And I used to go to a lot of board meetings. I haven't gone to many lately. But I remember sitting in a board meeting, and there was a vote to cut something. And all of the board members voted for it. And then after they voted, one of them said, oh, what's that? So they were voting for something they didn't even know. And I just really want them to be more aware, not just to go along to get along, but be involved. What is it that you want for your kid? What is it? We all want the same things for our children. Mm-hmm. Every parent wants the same things for their kids. And we just really want to produce the best kid, no matter where the student is. We want to produce. When we put that kid out of high school, pound for pound, he should be able to measure up to another kid who graduates from a competitive school.
Absolutely.
You know, so my main focus is really not the board members. It's sorry, guys, but my main focus is making sure that students get what they need to survive.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I'm on the same page with Natasha and Jean as well as Sabrina. That to me, my decision to run has nothing to do with the makeup of the board. And again, like, I don't know any one of them personally, other than Sabrina. And again, it doesn't make a difference. It's all about the decisions that they've made. I as well as Jean and Natasha and Sabrina, have been at board meetings where, you know, I've pleaded with them personally, like at the mic, pleading with them not to cut programs, you know, not to do certain things. And it, you know, and the decisions were made anyway. And obviously, because the way things have spiraled out of control downward, the decisions were poor decisions for the education of children. And that's got to stop. And that's why I've decided to.
Now, we all know that that if money is tight in any budget, you do have to make some cuts. But I think it helps to be able to listen to what parents want, listen to the community.
Absolutely.
Get them involved. And I think a lot of times the community is feeling, well, they're not hearing us, they're not listening to us. So probably public relations would help, but they really do need to be in the community and hear the voices of the people whose children are in those schools.
Yeah. When my children were in elementary school, there was a public relations person, and that's another cut that had been made.
Wow.
So it's just so many things that had made a positive influence on the community and the children have since been cut. And it's just, and in my opinion, evidence speaks.
Yeah, I wonder what would lead art and music. Like I said, that's something that stuck out to me because I think that that's just part of development as a kid. You know, it just helps your creativity skills and everything else we talked about. But I wonder what would be on their mind to make that cut. Is that the best cut or other cuts that they made? What, you know, like you said, somebody was like, oh, what did we just cut again? You know, what are they doing? Yeah.
The main issue is doing things and voting for things that negatively impact our children. And we need to stop that from happening. We need to put school board members on the school board that are well-rounded, educated, have professional backgrounds to do the job and fit for the job. And not saying that there's people out there on the board that don't, to be honest with you, I don't know. But from what I'm seeing and from what's been going on, I don't feel that that is 100% the case. And as a mother, as a taxpayer, that needs to stop. That really needs to stop. We need to put people on that board that not have the best interest of our just our community, but have the best interest for our kids. Screw us as adults. It's about the kids. Kids are number one. They are our future, and that is what it's about. Like, I personally, as just an adult, I don't feel comfortable at night not knowing that I didn't help out some other kid. That's just me. And that's where it comes from. Me personally, that's where it is. I have kids, and I yes, they're in the district, but I'm very blessed with the support and financials to give them what they're lacking in school. My kids go to Kumon. My kids take all these extracurricular activities, soccer and dance and karate. I'm fortunate and blessed enough that I have the money. I can do that for my kids. What about the parents out there that can't? That's not fair. And you know, as a neighbor to many of those families, I feel bad and I need to do what I can at night to help that. And that's where I'm coming from. That's where I stem from.
I see Natasha probably having after-school programs in your backyard this summer, you know?
My mom's actually talked about something similar like that.
I know you're that type of person. But, you know, I think we do what we have to do to be able to
absolutely
to feel like we did our part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Now, also here mentioned, and we talked about briefly, let's go into it a little more, having well-maintained school buildings. I know the last time, Natasha, you were on the show, we talked about, I think it was like a sidewalk or a floor or something
it,
that was
it
like...
It was the sidewalk at Kakiat Elementary, mm-hmm. Which it was ECC, also known as ECC, which is kindergarten. It was roped off. Last we spoke, it was roped off. Construction going on. They, just over the fall into the winter, finished redoing that. And there's still stuff that needs to be fixed there, but it's a lot better than what it was.
Okay.
So I give them that. But yeah, a lot of the schools, unfortunately, are run down. They need a lot of maintenance.
Leaky roofs.
Leaky roofs in Chestnut Ridge Middle School and in Ramapo High School. It's crazy. Yeah.
So let me give you a little picture. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, and I believe that Kim Foskey remembers this too, walking into the schools and the floors were shining. They were buffed. As a matter of fact, they'd have custodians buffing floors in between classes. Mm-hmm. Well-maintained buildings. That's not the way it is today. So custodians have been cut. Building repairs haven't been kept up. And truthfully, it tells me that you don't care about my child if you subject them to that. And that's exactly, I'm saying it from a child's perspective, but that's exactly what the students are feeling. Well, how could they have us subjected to this if they really care? And there's that old saying that says that students don't care what you know until they know that you care. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they're feeling that way right now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've spoken to a lot of kids in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, just to get their mindset in regards to how they feel and what's going on. And a lot of them tell me they don't care about me. So what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they literally have that attitude. They don't care about me. So what's the point?
Hmm.
How would you feel? And one of them being my best friend's little brother, like, he's extended family. And to hear from Norman, they don't care about me. I'm just another minority to them. We did not go through everything that we've gone through in history to come to this.
Right.
So that to me is like, wow. I have this 12th grader coming to me and saying,
people don't care.
They don't care. And him for him to say they don't care about me because I'm a minority. My parents are immigrants. That's like, whoa. Hmm. You're in the States. You're in the U.S. We founded this country on immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, we should be embracing them and helping them as much as possible. That was why the U.S. was created. And then nowadays, and to be in the 21st century and hear these kids say that, I'm not okay with that.
You know,
I was going to say, none of us are. It's just, it's again about bringing the community and changing the school culture to let these kids know, give them the support they need, because then they'll feel cared about. And validated, like, you know, they know they're there every day. Mm-hmm. We're not there every day, and they see more than we see, and they feel it, and they just need the validation that we got you, and we're gonna take care of this. Mm-hmm. And we are.
And I think just in general, us women being emotional beings and children being needy and emotional in that sense,
when we
mm-hmm. feel appreciated or loved or mm-hmm. cared about, we do better.
We thrive, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's important. Mrs. Fields, you were going to say something.
I remember a few weeks ago, someone was asking me how I felt, what were my thoughts when I was that age, elementary, high school, and took me way back, far too many years than I care to remember. But I do remember the feeling I had, feeling of, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be something in life. I couldn't wait to be an adult because I knew I was going to make a success mm-hmm. of myself. And when I look at students now and they're, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it to 21 or what am I going to do in life? I don't know if I'm going to get to college. It's just not what I want to hear. I want to hear, you know, that someone cares enough to aspire, to help them aspire to mm-hmm. something big.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, but our kids are so bright. They are so bright, and we just really need to nurture that. And even with supplementary education, as Natasha was just talking about, she does a lot. A lot of times those opportunities are not available to lower income.
Right.
So we need to foster, you know, those kinds of things also.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, I don't know about this, but maybe you guys do. Are there certain things that you feel there's money wasted on within the schools that you would, that you guys are laughing. Like, what are some things you say you guys would vote against? Or I don't know if I'm wearing this right. You know, I'm not political, but I try. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. One thing for sure, I would not have voted for Pat Lynch. That was a waste of $48,000, mm-hmm. I believe.
Actually, $100,000.
$100,000.
That was part of the year.
$100,000 to hire Pat Lynch, who is a lobbyist, to vote down the bill for veto power in East Ramapo. Mind you, she's involved in this whole scandal right now. So, that'd be number one. Yeah. That $100,000 could have gone to full-day kindergarten, maybe.
As well as the millions of dollars they paid
for the lawyers?
Mr. D'Agostino.
Yeah, for the lawyers.
When the previous lawyer, Steve Fromson, pretty much did it, you know, pro bono, you know, per diem, as needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just a complete... But I think it's just been a lack of priority. And the priorities need to be changed and get back to the children. I mean, there's something called a fund balance, where East Ramapo has zero. If you go to neighboring districts... When my kids were in elementary school, I believe the fund balance was as much as $19 million at one point. We now have nothing. And that's just a complete, you know, lack of priorities and a lack of financial sense. I mean, if we have, you know, $19 million in the bank, where's that money? You know, I mean, it just went to, like I said, just cutting corners and tax rate and all of that. So it's just, you know, it's going to stop.
I don't know. I think sometimes money is spent frivolously, and we're not in a position at this point to look at a budget and say this needs to be cut or this needs to be enhanced. But if we were to put priorities in order, and in the backs of our minds, if we had children first, I think the money would have been spent differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, well, I think that you guys have a lot of work to do. And something that somebody had said to me, I've been to a few school board meetings. And something someone said was, these problems didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to be corrected overnight.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I know you guys have a lot of work ahead of you. And I don't doubt for one second, with the passion you guys have, that... Things can't I don't think they will happen overnight, but I think that they will happen over your term once you get voted in. Because I have good feelings about you guys, and I hope that with all the younger people involved, more so than when I was growing up, I didn't see a lot of people in their 20s being involved with things in the community, and now I do. And I think that's great. And Mrs. Fields, you had said that there's so many young people.
Mm-hmm.
There's the fellas from We the People, which Hamadi's involved with.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. I think it's like, it's awesome to see a group of young men who are like cool guys too and pretty hot. but you know, they're young guys. So I think that the younger boys looking up to them, you know, they're such great role models.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing I thought about them. I was like, you know, these boys will relate to them, you know? And the girls probably think, like, hey, he's pretty good looking, you know? So I think that's great. But with us young people, and Natasha, you, even though it's your birthday, you're still young, you know? I think that that's great, and that leads a great example, and we'll get more voters, you know, involved, because it's what's being talked about on social media, you know? And seeing the young faces and being so public about it, I think that it will help inspire other people to get involved. So I think you guys have that on your side. So I think that's great. And you guys should give your social media connects. You know, just say your name, what your name is on there. That way, if people do want to help or maybe they have questions, they can reach out to you. So just let everybody know where they can find you on whatever. Facebook is probably you know, the most used now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I changed my name last year for last year's election. It stayed the same, Natasha Esperanza Morales. Kept it the same. So,
yeah. I'm Kim Van Bramer Foscue on Facebook.
Jean Feel, simply that.
I sent you a friend request. You didn't accept me, Jean.
That's probably because I didn't know who you were.
Probably like, who is this weirdo? No, that happens a lot. But I think that that's really important. You know, that way people can inbox you. Maybe they have questions.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and we'd be absolutely happy to answer them.
Yeah.
And can I just touch on what you had mentioned about, you said we can't make changes overnight. And I agree with that. It just didn't happen overnight. We're not going to fix it overnight. But I think what's going to happen immediately is things are going to stop.
Right.
Things are going to stop, and we can stop the madness, mm-hmm. and maybe, you know, let's get a forensic audit in there and see what's happening. But that's the thing that's going to happen immediately. That's the change that I think will happen on day one, is that questions will be asked by the four of us, and
regularly
questions will be asked, and things will at least slow down, mm-hmm. and probably stop.
Right. I think just the thoughts and the plans, whether or not they can be in motion or not yet, that's a start.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. so you guys started the change already. And Natasha, with you running and Sabrina there, you know, this has been brought about already. So I think making people aware of the problems, because like myself, I didn't know these problems existed. I'm not one to turn the news on. Like I said, I wasn't a registered voter. I don't know a lot of politics and, you know, all these things. I didn't know these problems were happening. You know, and so it took a friend and a friend's mother to educate me. So I think that, you know, as I talk to people, I'm like, you know, don't be ashamed. I just registered to vote, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And as long as you plan to do better and you take a step, that's all that counts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I'll be talking about you guys. And like I said, I like the whole woman, you know, the women movement. I think that that's really cool. So I salute you guys. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you guys here tonight because this is happening right in my backyard, literally. And I think that if people take the time to realize, you know, without it sounding corny, children are our future,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the kids growing up with not the best education, not the best settings, and things working almost against them, what kind of adults are they going to be when they reach our age,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think that's really, really important. So I will be spreading the word. I've been spreading the
word.
Thank you.
No problem. Do you guys still need help passing these out and passing out? You know, they have these flyers made up with all their beautiful faces on it. For women, for all, which I think is cool. And I think you appeal to a lot of other women, too, because, you know, like us modern day girls, we're like feminists, you know, women power. And we could do better than any man. So if people want to volunteer, do you guys still need help passing out?
Of course. Of course. Definitely.
Inbox us on Facebook, mm-hmm. and just contact us.
And also, on the day of the vote, on May 17th, when you're going to the polls, take a friend along with you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Take a couple of people in your car. You know,
your
there
neighbors.
Are a number of people who don't have transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Can we drink wine there? No, I'm just kidding. I have a couple of girlfriends that will go for the, hey, you want it? Hey, it's Tuesday, Tipsy Tuesday.
Hey. We'll give you some grape juice.
There you go. I bet I can trick them too. But yeah, that's a great idea. You know, make it a social thing. Bring your friends. You know, I definitely will bring some friends out that night.
Appreciate that.
Now, one other thing I was confused about when I registered to vote was you can only vote if you're a resident of East Ramapo, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So
you have to live within the confines of the district, but this district is a big district.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It includes part of Nanuet, part of Pearl River.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just really part of
a lot of neighboring. Like
yeah.
it's
yeah.
part Pomona stretches into borderline of North Rockland.
Yes,
Suffern. Mm-hmm. It's really big.
New City, parts of New City.
Mm-hmm. It's 54,000 homes, East Ramapo.
Wow.
So just to put that in perspective,
mm-hmm.
and it covers a lot. It's a yeah. Steve White has a big map on one of his walls, mm-hmm. and the outline of East Ramapo itself. It's like, shit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I'm like,
yeah. And just for the listeners out there that don't live in East Ramapo, May 17th is the school board budget and candidates for every district in Rockland County.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
it's the state,
actually. The state is the state. So May 17th, everybody should be voting.
Yeah. Right?
No matter, regardless of where you live, for the children.
Mm-hmm. Well, women, For Women for All. I wish you guys a lot of luck. And I want you to call in every Sunday from now through May 17th to remind everybody, you know, how important this is. Mention your names. I think the more people see or hear about you, the more likely they'll understand and get involved. So I think that's really important. So it was important for me to have you guys on here. Natasha reached out to me before I could reach out to her, like, hey, I need your help. You know, and she's great. I need you. I need all media. I need this. I need that. And this little bossy chick was like, you know, let me get in there. And I got her in here. But
appreciate that.
No problem. But yeah, I think keep doing your thing. I think that, you know, I think social media is a really great outlet. And you guys should really, really like abuse that, you know, because there are so many young people on there. And like I said, the more they know, when they hear, when I heard about these things, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, are you kidding? I was like, in tears, like, wow, that's so sad. That means the little boy next to me isn't doing, doesn't have this or the same opportunities as me. That's not fair, you know, and that's what it's about. This is the things that have gone on within East Ramapo School District have not been fair to the kids. And I'm really happy to see you guys take that step to try to make a change here. Thank you. I love when Veg does that. Right, Veg, don't you think it's cool, like all chicks doing this?
Woman power.
Yeah.
This is y'all's show. I'm just glad to be here.
What do you guys, how do your families feel about you being involved with running? Because it's powerful. This is huge. If you guys don't know, this is big. Like, you know?
I have to tell you that I thought about this. This is my third year being retired. And I thought about it from the minute that I retired. And then I thought, you know, I'm not ready. I need to, a couple of things I need to do. This year, it just felt right. But of course, you know, when you get into anything this big, you have to discuss it with your family. And, you know, they have to be on board with you. This is not something you do in isolation. And so I sat and discussed it with all. I mean, not just with my husband, but the children also. And everybody was excited about it. My husband was really excited. And he kept, you know, in bed at night, he'd say, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to start doing this. And slow down. But I was glad. I'd hate to be doing it if they were not on board. Probably wouldn't do it if they were not on board, because you do need the support.
Yeah, definitely. Kim, how does your family feel?
The same way with Gene. I spoke to my husband and my son and my daughter, and they were the same way. You know, go for it. And, you know, with Mrs. Fields and Natasha and Sabrina, they were like, Four Women for All, you're going to do this. And the same thing, they're really supporting, and I couldn't do it. And as Mrs. Fields said, probably wouldn't do it, you know, without their support. And to be honest, maybe I would, but but no, it's
because it makes it easier.
It does make it easier when you're coming home, you know, at night and you know, where were you? Where do you go? But it makes it easier having their support and their love. And I, and that's so important. Now, my son is in Japan right now, and he's, you know, always texting me, how's it going? And so they went to this district, so they believe in this district, and they know, you know, that, you know, we've all had our heart and soul in this for so long.
Yes.
And, you know, we our heart and soul is in it, and they just know how much it means to us. And that's the only thing that they worry. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're so invested in this, you know. But I believe we will do it. Even if we don't, I'll be here May 18th and still fighting for the children of our district.
Yes. Yeah. Ditto.
And Natasha, what do your little ones think? Like, what do they think that mommy's running for the school board?
Aiden and Blake love it. Aiden likes it because he gets to knock on all these neighbors' doors.
Yeah.
And he meets new kids all the time. So, like, last Saturday, for example, I took them out in their little wagon. They had all our yellow things together. And they're like, Mommy, okay, so can I run out to this one and knock on the door? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I'm pulling them, and they're meeting all the neighbors. And it's great because not only am I the crazy neighbor that goes up to everybody's house and leaves things on their cars and leave things on their doors, but my kids do it with me. And my kids see firsthand, like, you know what? My mom's trying to make a difference, and she's trying to bring the community together. And that's what I want them to take home. Absolutely. That's what I want them to see. Nice. So those are the kids that I'm trying to raise. You know, I want my kids to be involved in their community. I want them to stay humble. I want them to know what's going on in their backyard and know who's in their backyard.
Because
that's very important.
Yes. Very good, ladies. So you know where to find them on Facebook. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me. And
you can also find us, just so you guys are aware, you can hit us up on www.eastramapotogether.wordpress.com. We still need donations, if possible. We're trying to print out all our lawn signs. And as well, if you know somebody or you're willing to come and meet with us and take a whole bunch of our flyers and distribute them, that would be great. If you're willing to allow us to put a lawn sign on your lawn, that would be great. Any and all help would greatly be appreciated. Please reach out to us in any means. Feel free to give me a call at 845-244-1969. That's my Google Voice phone number. Feel free to give me a call on that. Like I said, it's my Google Voice. It goes straight to my cell phone. Anybody and everybody can reach me on there. And yeah, whatever you guys need, if you guys are willing to help out, we'd greatly appreciate it. Feel free to hit us up on any type of means, email, video, email, social media, and our WordPress site.
Very good. So May 17th, don't forget, go out there and vote and get in contact with all these ladies so that you can help make the change, because they can't do it alone and they need us. So this can only happen with us all uniting together, and it makes sense. We live there. We might as well help where we live, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. It doesn't make sense to sit back and watch it, because, you know, we could do the, oh my gosh, and oh, just like I was, and not taking a step really isn't going to change that,
right.
You know? So, you know, everybody get out there, vote May 17th. And like Kim said, you know, that's when all the school boards go up for votes. So it's an important day for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't live within East Ramapo, if you could give us a help with just getting the word out there to the residents by passing out these flyers, by helping, by making a small donation. This school district is suffering more than any school district, never mind in our county.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this was on the national news.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so this is a huge issue, and it's right here. And I think, like, one night I was watching the news, and then I went on to, like, YouTube, and there were so many views.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is where I live. This is terrible. I don't want to live in a community that's going through this.
Right.
You know, so the only thing we can do is take that step to vote and to spread the word. So everybody has a simple job. It's pretty easy, too. You know, takes 2 minutes.
Yeah,
not exactly. Even.
The more, just to put it out there, we post a lot on social media, especially on Facebook. Instead of just pressing the like button, please press the share button. It takes 2 seconds.
Yep.
And tag a friend, and ask your friends to tag a couple of more friends. That's the best way we could get the word out.
Yeah.
And polls are open all day on May 17th, 6 a.m. till 10 p.m.
No excuses.
6 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Yeah. No excuses at all. We can all make it out there.
Make it out there, and then we can meet somewhere for wine afterwards.
Hey, there you go. All right, guys. Well, thank you all for coming in. Hopefully we'll talk to Sabrina soon. She wasn't able to make it tonight, but we'll also talk to Sabrina, and shout out to Sabrina.
Yes.
And thank you all again.
Thank you.
You guys have my back. You do. So that's it. That's the bottom line. Hey, Veg. Yeah, we typically on the bottom line, we talk about different things other than political, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And I consider this a political thing. So we talk about love, sex, and relationships the majority of the time. And the thing is, guess what? What's going on around our community affects our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects the love. It affects the kids, which are so important. So typically we play music throughout the show, but today we really wanted to get the point across. So I'm glad I had this time to sit with you guys, and now we'll get into some music, Veg.
So do you want our opinion on love, sex, and marriage?
Well,
staring at two different views on your window ledge. Coffee is gone cold, it's like time.
masterpiece to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. Living dangerously.
Fuck all this modesty, I just need space to do me, get a world what they're trying to see. A Stella Maxwell right beside of me, a Ferrari, I'm buying three. A closet of Saint Laurent, get what I want when I want, cause this hunger is driving me, yeah. I just need to be alone, I just need to be at home. Understand what I'm speaking on, if time is money, I need a loan. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fuck fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends.
Yeah. Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Strangers, so get the fuck off me, I'm anxious. I'm trying to be cool, but I may just go apeshit. Say fuck y'all to all of y'all faces.
It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous, but I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my anger. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good. I'm still sipping this bubbly. This shit is lovely, this shit ain't random. I didn't get lucky, made it right here cause I'm sick with it, Cuddy. They all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die, cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Too cold to break. Know I'm great, but I'm broke as hell. Having dreams that I'm folding cake. All my life I've been told to wait, but I'ma get it now. Yeah, it's no debate.
Yeah. Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Ooh. each other company. Oh, maybe we can be each other's company. Oh, company.
I used to be so happy, but without you here, I feel so low. I want you as you left, but I can never seem to let you go. Cause once upon a time, you were my everything. It's clear to see that time hasn't changed a thing. It's buried deep inside me, but I feel there's something you should know.
Play. I was wrong. It's a paradise, and it's I was wrong.
Pillow talk, my enemy, my ally. Prisoners, then we're free. It's a thin line. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. To hold you close tonight and always, I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. In the better day, better day, better day, fucking inviting it on. It's a paradise. I was wrong. It's a paradise, and it's a world.
Yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. I always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was frightened about everything I saw before me. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me. Some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll 60 years old, my daddy got 61. Remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I made amends.
so happy when I roll the little ones. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.